But let's kick things off with Casper Kelly. Do you remember that surreal, trippy Adult Swim video that took the internet by storm a few years back? It was called Too Many Cooks. Well, Casper Kelly is the guy who wrote and directed this mind-bending short. It's one of my favorite things I've seen on the internet, ever. And yeah, I'll admit I haven't seen everything that's on the internet, but I've looked at quite a bit. Casper is back with another surreal short. This time, he and his co-creator Nick Gibbons take on video games.
Nick is an editor and writer, and he edits our show, Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell, so we work together a lot and go together out to lunch a lot. We knew we wanted to do another 4 a.m. thing, and we both are big gamers, so we just hit upon, at an Indian buffet, the idea of doing a walkthrough. I think one of us had the idea of doing like a Gears of War Space Marine, which is a big trope. Space Marine's a big trope in video games, of sure. What that would be like after the war was over for him. And then also we got the idea of the walkthroughs within walkthroughs and the feeling of being controlled. And hopefully we can all relate to this feeling of sometimes we don't feel like we're in control of our lives.
Yes, I can relate to that on a daily basis. For those of our listeners who may not know, can you tell us what exactly is a video game walkthrough?
Absolutely. It's usually on YouTube or Twitch, and it's a screen capture of a video game and a person talking over it, or there might be a little window in the corner where you can see them talking, and they either play the game for fun, just for your amusement, or they show you and demonstrate how to get past a tricky part on a certain level.
Okay, so tell me a bit about what happens in Final Deployment 4 Queen Battle Walkthrough without, of course, giving away too many spoilers. Ideally, we won't have any spoilers, but, you know, I trust your judgment more than I trust my own.
Well, we start off with a character named Blair Trigger,
yes,
who is walking through a video game called Final Deployment 4, which is sort of a classic human space marines against these sort of lobster bug aliens.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Blair Trigger.
Blah, 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 blah!
A.K.A. Blair's Waldo, A.K.A. Blairly Legal, A.K.A. the Trigger Man.
And he walks us through this moment where the character you're playing, Sergeant Scourge, loses one of his teammates, Garcia, in a horrible death. That's an early spoiler.
I'm sorry, Sergeant. I failed you.
You didn't fail me, buddy.
I failed
you. Yeah, you did fail me.
You weak-ass punk.
Because you're dead now. Not a huge help. And by the way, if Garcia's such a good friend, how come I can't pick up his med packs or his ammo? You're dead to me, all right, Garcia? All right, I guess you're actually dead.
And then he shows him a glitch in the game to sort of get back to be able to defeat the queen boss, which is sort of the finale of the game.
One of the genius things about Final Deployment 4 is that you and Nick have left a lot of the dull bits in,
yes,
haven't you?
Yes.
Like, we see the sergeant character after he's been discharged, and we spend time with him in, I think it's a waiting room for a medical appointment, right?
Yes, at the VA hospital.
All right, at the VA hospital, and you gotta sit here in the waiting room. Now, I tried all the different dialogue trees here, and any way you slice it, you're gonna have to wait for two and a half hours. Again, real time. Also, if you go around looking for things to loot, like this here first aid kit on the wall, they bust you for stealing. There's no looting in this part of the game. The one thing you can do that I recommend is getting a coffee, because the doctor shows up, he's a bug! Fighting aliens your whole life, and you come back, one's your doctor. What are the odds? His name tag is one of those weird names that Scourge thinks might be his ex's new boyfriend, and he's got a lot of feelings that he doesn't know how to process and doesn't know what to do with.
So that was something that I think you kind of wanted to do, to sort of undermine the constant slam, bam, shoot 'em up of video games, to kind of have fun with that idea?
Yeah, and I think also kind of show how the appeal of video games and how it's so much different than our lives is to make the video game more like, you know, our real lives.
Yeah, so to quote from the Too Many Cooks theme song, it takes a lot to make a stew when it comes to me and you, or in this case, it was you and Nick. So you two had to decide on the right number of layers of walkthrough to include. You didn't want too many layers or too many levels. How did you and Nick deal with this challenge?
I guess it was just really an intuitive feeling, and honestly, we probably could have done a couple more. There's another quote about projects I like, that our projects are not finished so much as they're abandoned. I honestly am not sure if it is the right number. I don't think it should have been less. Maybe it should have been a couple of more. There's other genres of games we're always thinking of. It would have been nice to touch on those. So I'm not sure we did do it right. Doug, I'm not sure.
I think you did. I think you found a sweet spot.
Oh, good.
Because it's a delicate balancing act, isn't it? Like, you want to go as far as your imaginations will take you, but at the same time, well, in this case, I was going to say you don't want to confuse the viewer, but in this case, you kind of do to a certain extent. It's a delicate balancing act, isn't it?
Yes, you want to surprise the viewer, and it's okay if they're a little in the dark, but they have to be intrigued and want to know what's going to happen. You don't want them so confused they just throw up their hands and they have nothing to connect to.
Absolutely. So I don't want to give anything away, but as the film progresses, things get weirder and weirder, and that's not surprising given the nature of your work. And near the end, you explore some pretty deep philosophical questions about things like free will, whether or not it exists, and also whether we control our media or our media controls us. Can you tell me a bit about the questions you wanted to explore?
Well, that's very much just something I struggle with. I play a lot of video games, and I know they're designed to be addictive, and some of these games even are designed that you can't play them. There's a timer, or your energy has to refill, and you literally can't play for a while, and it's sort of just to train you to come back regularly and to build these habits. So it's very much about my own struggles with, I don't know if I would say addiction to games, but I certainly play them too much, so maybe that is the definition. But also, just there's so many things in life that intellectually I want to do, and it's the smart, right thing to do, but my primitive part of the animal part of my brain is like, no, you're not going to do that. You're going to do this thing instead.
Yeah.
It just kind of sprung up from the idea of you being a character in somebody else's video game.
Sometimes I do things I don't want to do.
Like I'm being controlled.
I feel like if life was a video game, maybe I don't have a good player controlling me.
I feel like a loser.
But other times, I don't know what to do.
I wish I had someone controlling me.
And I wish I did have someone controlling me. So I wouldn't feel so lost. I don't know what I want.
All I know is
when I play video games,
I feel like I have a purpose.
Why can't life have that?
Let's move on to Too Many Cooks, which was a solo Casper Kelly project. You made it back in 2014. What is the origin story of Too Many Cooks?
I wanted to do something kind of Andy Kaufman-y. And he did this famous routine where he would, stand-up routine where he would read from The Great Gatsby.
Chapter one. In my younger and more vulnerable years, my father gave me some advice that I've been turning over in my mind ever since.
And then when people started to leave, he would put the book down and act like he's about to start the routine proper.
Yeah, yeah.
And when people settled back down, he would read from the book again.
Yeah.
So it was kind of just wanting to do something like that. And I just hit upon sitcoms with characters smiling to the camera and their name coming up. It was a funny feeling of something to repeat. And that's basically how it started, of trying that style of comedy.
A stew,
a pinch of salt and laughter too,
a scoop of kids to add the spice,
a dash of love to make it nice, and you got
too many cooks,
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 too many cooks.
The genius is how it morphs into the parodies of the other TV genres. You've got crime dramas.
Takes a lot to make a stew. I couldn't face these streets without you.
A dash of crime to add some spice.
The city's like a pressure cooker turned up to high.
A Saturday morning G.I. Joe-ish animated cartoon.
Some people say it spoiled the raw, but that's not the American way.
Too many cooks.
Too many cooks will serve a helping of freedom and resist the forces of evil.
One of my many favorite moments in Too Many Cooks is when the film turns into this kind of parody of a slasher film, and then this young woman is running away from this homicidal maniac, and she hides in a closet, and then he sees her there because of the yellow that is created by her title graphic, her name credit, leaking through the closet. It's so postmodern and so funny. It kind of has a nice Charlie Kaufman vibe to it. Too Many Cooks went viral, and it's received millions and millions of views, and Rolling Stone called it an instant cult classic, and the director, Ryan Johnson, said that it should have been nominated for an Academy Award for Best Short. And the success of it kind of restores my faith in the idea that weird alternative comedy can be popular. Why do you think something so weird was able to be so popular?
I really don't know. We've talked about it. What's your theory?
I think it's, well, in large part because you got these big cultural reference points. You're taking this TV stuff, all these different genres, the 80s sitcom, the crime dramas, science fiction, the Saturday morning action cartoons, the G.I. Joe type stuff, and then slasher films. You're taking all these different kind of genres of entertainment from TV and film and then just putting them together in a really creative way. And I think because you're dealing with TV and film, the most popular media of our time, that you can hook people in that way, and then you can go weird and go wherever your imagination wants to take you. Does that make sense?
Yes, I buy that.
Okay, good. All right, as long as it's on sale. You're not going to pay retail for it. Wholesale. If it's on at Costco, you might buy it, but you're going to have to buy too much of it. Casper Kelly is the co-creator, along with Nick Gibbons, of the Adult Swim short Final Deployment 4, Queen Battle Walkthrough. Find out more about Casper at wpr.org/beta.